Yeah, I don't think my players deserved that. I just felt the amount of possession we had first half, we probably didn't work Lee Grant enough, but I can't remember Kirky having a save to make. Just showed that it was probably a lot of effort, commitment, desire, enthusiasm, hard work by both sides. Then that just that sheer bit of quality for the goal, wonder strike. I don't think anybody saves them as such. So, but it's a hard to take, really, but disappointing. But the most important thing now is like we've got to focus on getting 3 points at Huddersfield on Saturday.
How frustrating is it? The injury situation with Kieran Williamson, you know, three of the back four out, and lots of injuries. How frustrating is that?
Well, at the end of the day, you look at what you're doing in training and anything like that. I think it's just a bit of a freak season for us, because I think we've had 5 centre halves at one time in the treatment room. So very, very frustrating. The disappointing thing is obviously the central part of my midfield area in Semedo, and Kieran Lee have been outstanding. Suddenly I've lost them both on the treatment table. But that's part and parcel of football, unfortunately. Disappointing for them. But it opens the door for somebody else to come in and stake a place. And I thought the boyhood, Sam Hutchison, that came on, did okay. The worrying thing, I think, is people want to see challenges and tackles going in. I think the referee was far too busy blowing his whistle for challenges that look very, very good challenges. So it was like stop-start in the game too many times at the moment. It's not a tear, I don't think so, but it's a hamstring problem. Again, one of them that's obviously bad enough for him to have to come off, because when the likes of your Semedos or the Kieran Lees lay on your pitch, you know they've got a problem. So straight away I was going to have to put a sub on as soon as Kieran Lee was down.
Obviously it's a defeat, but last time out against Wigan, this performance was a lot better. Do you take any comfort from that?
No, not at all. But it's a bit of a blip. We've got back-to-back defeats. We haven't scored a goal. But I think our effort and commitment tonight just shows we didn't get that little bit of luck in front of goal. I think we had one cleared off the line. It was bouncing about. But again, it's the most important to get. The most important touch of a football is the last touch, whether it be a shot, whether it be a cross. Probably Lee Grant probably took too many crosses. We'll probably put him in a bit too close to him as such. But like I say, can't fault the player's effort and the commitment. All you ask for is 100%. I think I got that from every player. But we've just got to lick our wounds and sort of roll the sleeves up, get on with it and get a good result at Huddersfield on Saturday.
You started Antonio tonight and he worked the keeper. What did you think of his performance?
I thought he did very well. I watched Derby against QPR. They dominated the game. They flood the midfield with the 3 boys in there. The boy Wisdom's a strong boy at the right back. I just felt I just needed another physical challenge up against him. And I thought Antonio came out on top of him. I thought we kept the boy Bamford very, very quiet until that last bit of quality. So the big players, I thought we did quite well, kept them quiet and got a foothold on the game. If anything, we probably looked like the team that was going to win it. But it just shows that Steve's probably been fortunate on the other side, is they've not got any injuries. They keep playing a settled side week in, week out. And that's where it just shows they have that little bit of belief. They know each other's games. I'm having to feed boys into the game or play them that have only been with us for 2 days. But I thought they did well, the loan signings that I've played today. But like I say, if we put that effort, that commitment, we'll win more than we lose.
Stuart, how long do you think Kieran's going to be out for?
Again, it's early days. It'll be a scan job. A scan job. I don't know. I wouldn't want to put a timescale on it at the moment.
Do you think he's a doubt for Saturday? Though?
Oh yeah, definitely be a doubt for Saturday. Yeah.
And with any other knocks from tonight that you picked up?
I don't know. I've just come out and straight to see you guys, but I think that the only thing that's knocked is a bit of they're a bit upset because they feel as though they've been probably, if anything, we've probably deserved a point out of the game as such. But that just shows probably Chelsea, the boys from Chelsea, that sheer bit of quality from the Premier League, and dropped his shoulder, and nobody saves that goal.
Think of Leon and Gary and how they did on their
day. Yeah, they grew into the game. Again, it's when you're getting loan signings, especially for Sheffield Wednesday or any team in the Championship, you're more often not getting players that have not had enough football at their parent clubs as such. So I think it's like we've shown before, we've taken boys on loan. We're having to get match fit in games. So they couldn't get 90 minutes out of Manu. I was going to maybe get an hour, 70 minutes, whatever. But I thought they did well, and it will get better, and they'll improve the team as well.